Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us? You're already smiling about something. What's wrong?
No, we had a horse race over the weekend.
Oh, we did?
Kind of an interesting outcome, I guess. Aurora Will, who is the favorite, won the race. So we put some money on this, Joe. We don't take favorites. We take long shots. We actually had money on the second and third place horses. We needed a disqualification again, and we did not get it.
Well, what the hell? Let's go ahead and go. We'll load up for this last one coming up.
Bot Express was the story of the race as he threw his jockey, John Velasquez, right out of the gate, threw him off the horse. And the horse finished the race, but it doesn't count. We were all rooting for him, hoping he would win.
You didn't realize once.
I did not realize. I thought as long as the horse crosses the line.
Yeah, done. But it was still fun to watch. Like, it would have been hilarious to see that. Damn, it would have been a movie watching that horse, like, without a jockey, just like kick it into gear and go on its own and win. That would have been hilarious.
All right, we'll go to the NBA here. And did you guys see Drake last night? Because this is starting to get a little bit silly in Toronto. He has the ability, because there's no courtside seats next to him, it's just like an announcer table. He is pacing the sideline throughout the game. The cameras are on him the entire game.
And
he's starting to get a little much. Yeah, he's talking to Giannis.
The other guys, Giannis
doesn't seem to be bothered by it, but again, like, seems like enough is enough with
this guy. I think they all like his music, and I get that he's a talented guy, but, like, he's way over the top.
Way over the top. It's ridiculous.
By the way, he's only on Toronto's bandwagon because they're doing great right now. I know they call him the mayor of Toronto, but he's the greatest front-running hip-hop star of all time.
I like him and his buddy screaming at the refs every time they walk by. I mean, screaming at the refs.
Does he fall under hip-hop, by the way, or what would you call it?
Yeah, he's a hip-hop rap.
Keeping it in the NBA here, I don't know if we've ever seen this one before. The NBA announced on Friday that Tyreke Evans has been dismissed and disqualified from the league for violating terms of the anti-drug program.
Man, he must have been
straight thrown out.
He must have done some bad stuff to get kicked out of the NBA.
Yeah.
Nobody gets
Holy
kicked
moly.
Out of the NBA.
He just got straight kicked out. Now, they said that he's eligible to apply for reinstatement in two years, although he'll be 31 by then. He averaged 10 points, 3 rebounds, and 2.5 assists this year.
Goodbye.
So that could be that for him. But thrown out.
Yeah, it's bad. You got to do something bad to get thrown out of
the NBA. I did kind of wonder, like, what the hell did he take?
I mean, they really don't even weed test these guys. No. What was he doing?
Like, you mentioned weed, everybody turns their head. Like, what?
Cares,
what are you talking about? What?
Like, what the hell were you doing, buddy? 2 years.
Sound like he wanted out. He was done. I mean, made enough money.
I'm sure he has.
Goodbye.
All right, one of the only notable stories from the golf tournament this weekend. I don't know if you guys saw the video of Brooks Koepka walking to the tees with his girlfriend, Jenna Sims. Zach is smiling there.
He's not seen it.
She went in for the kiss, and he wanted no part of it again. I mean, just tremendous personality. He's, as they talked to you about on TV, Joe, the next Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Just awesome.
Hey.
He fist bumped all his buddies. All his buddies came over to him and fist bumped.
So,
she reached in for the little kiss. Nope.
Women weaken legs.
I watch on the internet, and they kept showing it, right? But I got to tell you, man, people on social media for comments are so mean. They were ripping her, like, her what she looked like and stuff. And I'm like, come on, man. Social media
is just nasty. Yeah, it's nasty.
They're calling her Bruce Jenner, and they were just killing her. What's Bruce Jenner's name now? I forget. Caitlyn Jenner. Sorry.
Who called her that?
They were going to Kate. Kepka's dating Caitlyn Jenner. I mean, it was just like, come on, man. That's cold. People are mean. What the hell's wrong with
I kept a straight face that whole time. You saw that, right?
What else you got there?
Who said that?
Wow.
Did you guys see the viral video of Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I did.
Over the weekend, he was at a charity event in Johannesburg, South Africa, and some spectator goes full speed after him and gives him the double drop kick right in the back.
He moved him like 3 inches.
Yeah, he bounced right off him.
Go down,
you can't mess
man.
With the turk. Yeah. My man's 70 years old. You can't mess with him, not to mention those two bodyguards.
Oh, that one bodyguard got the guy to headlock. Done. That guy's still having problems breathing.
You know how old Arnold is now?
70, 71?
You did your research. Very nice.
It's not a tumor.
I don't know, but he didn't press charge. You got love.
Of course not. He was like a fly. He swatted a fly off his
that
back.
Really was
you live
amazing.
Here in South Florida. Somebody be suing you for doing
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. Right? Arnold would have fell.
My back.
Oh, my neck. My neck.
All right. And we talked about this a little bit. I think it was on Friday, the Lamar Odom book. And the newest story. Huh. There's going to be stories that keep leaking out of this thing. I don't know when the book actually comes out.
I want the book.
It's turning into a must-read here.
Yeah.
Is it more of a bathroom read? You see it as it's a potential toilet read.
It's the king of the throne. Yeah.
I mean, these are kind of toilet stories here. As
he's
going to
take the place
about,
of Canseco's books.
That's it. Move over, Jose.
So he talked about the Olympics in the summer of 2004 in his book, Darkness to Light.
Yeah.
And he had to take a drug test. Athletes going into the Olympics have to take a drug test. He was not going to pass. Said he was using weed daily. So he decided that he would have a, as he puts it, quoted in the book, a giant rubber black, fill in the rest, had it overnighted to him. He slips it in and uses that for his drug test and obviously passed.
Prosthetic wiener. That's what it was, okay? Yeah. You don't want
to
say it, I'll say it for
you. Thank you.
It was a prosthetic wiener, and he got it shipped to the Olympics. What the hell is this guy thinking? Like, are you kidding? This book is not a must-read. I need it today.
Have you guys, I probably shouldn't bring this up, but you guys ever been through mandatory drug testing?
What happened?
No, I ask you if you've ever had to do
it. Oh, yes. Yes.
Not asking if you passed. Oh, yeah.
Yes, I have. I did, when I got life insurance, I did.
So did you have somebody in there with you while you were
watching?
Watching.
Yeah.
From you had somebody watching.
Not like literally, like, but in the bathroom with me, like staring at. Yeah.
So I went through
stage fright.
So I went through from the Wild West, as we called the old NFL, to they worked our way into this drug testing thing. So I got to be right there. In the middle of seeing what it was like when we found out for the first time, as the cocaine became an issue not only here in South Florida but all over. So Shula says, "Hey, we came in," and he says, "We're doing drug testing. We want to see, you know, how you guys are," and you could see this whole room of guys going, "Oh no, I you know." So we went in there and they put it in the stalls the first year. And had guys go, and a guy waited outside the outside of the bathroom there that had like three stalls. So you could see all the guys as you had to get this done. Should I finish this story? Should I leave it alone?
No, this is a good story.
So we had a pretty dirty team, either marijuana or I'll just call it other.
Other.
It was
just back then. Just
when,
drugs.
Whatever the year was in the 80s. So we had Glenn Blackwood was a fellowship Christian, so he's the one guy we could trust. So Glenn actually stayed in the middle and, like, was peeing for guys on both sides. And you could see if you were in there under the three stalls, he was just passing out to everybody so that – because guys are like, oh, man.
I'm going to fail.
Oh, I'm done. Pots, 30 days. Other things are a day or two. And it was just the whole thing. And so I tell a story when I go out, like Glenn Blackwood, when he shows up, I said, I want to thank Glenn Blackwood for what he did for a majority of our team.
Most of the team was eligible because of him.
Because he took the urine test for basically like probably a good solid 30 of the guys on the team. And so I wanted to thank Glenn Blackwood again today for – then they got real strict after they started putting those guys – like he had to open the stall, and there was no more private peeing in there.
No, they watch you now. Yeah,
yeah. They really cracked down.
How much water did Glenn have to drink?
Oh my God, Glenn!
I mean, was he like literally just drinking the water and peeing in a
cup?
Well,
first thing guys did was we had a very small group of full time fellowship Christian athletes. We had some part timers, but we had a couple full timers, and we all knew Glenn was the guy. He was the go-to guy. His brother, he was on and off. Lyle was on and off. But Glenn was, he was all in. So I remember going up to Glenn going, hey, Glenn,
drink this water, bro.
This is not good. I don't know where the hell shoes came, but this is not good. We need to. This is like first time.
How many people did Glenn help, in all honesty? Are we talking about 15, 20?
He was passing out. He was taking everybody's little cup, the little cup, and like going back. His arms must have been tired from going underneath the stalls, going left and right.
I'm more worried about that
guy
in
that little white robe. The guy in the little white robe was just outside. It was crazy. Crazy. Crazy time.
Oh, my God.
Crazy time.
I can't imagine that.
No, I shouldn't have told the story, but honestly, it just said a lot about Glenn Blackwood. Mm. He was just one of the great guys.
We have a couple of good texts that just came in about mandatory drug tests. We'll get to those later.
No, man. For anybody that's been through them, and it's got to be awkward. How about like having some guy sitting there watching you?
Yeah, you get stage fright.
Stage fright.
Yeah, I got that once.
Anyway, I'm sorry. What else you got?
Well, I'm saying I'm excited for the next Lamar Odom story because they keep getting better.
Yeah, the excerpts are good. Yeah. When we get that request for books or not, and the tour.
I mean, I picture this book like having like pictures and drawings and stuff in it, like kind of like the Dan Wetzel book we saw the other day.
I don't have any interest in Lamar's book.
Oh, I do. Yeah,
that story doesn't do it for you.
Just the Wizenator part of the story is good enough for me.
I don't. I want to hear what he has to say about Chloe, but outside of that, I don't really care.
I mean, he cheated the Olympics. No one does that. Who cheats the Olympics?
Who cheats the Olympics?
I don't know, a lot.
You're kidding, right? You want to go through the group that
We've
cheated?
Had countries not invited back to the Olympics.
Did you see the guy running to beat Carl Lewis by 10 meters in the 100?
Who cheats the Olympics? You probably should have thought about that before you said that out loud.
You're kidding about cheating the Olympics.
No, I was.
You want to take that back?
You want to
take that back? Who cheats the Olympics?
Carl Lewis looked like a plow horse, man, running a friggin' 100 meter. The guy beat him so badly. Then they checked him, and they go, oh, my God, you're banned for life.
Ben Johnson literally beat everyone by 30 meters in that race.
Like, Ben, where the hell did this come from?
Wow, that guy's fast.
That's like glowing green, radioactive.
Yeah, go pee in a cup,
that
Ben.
Wasn't good.
He literally pees out toxic waste.
All right, what else we got before we get to 8 o'clock hour? Ira Winderman's coming up right today. He'll be calling any minute now.
He's already on hold.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.